These pictures from Seattle police show where someone placed a camera under a sink at the Expedia offices pointed at the toilet in an all-gender bathroom.
An employee at the San Jose Starbucks on Coleman Ave first noticed the hidden camera on January 31st under the restroom sink and then called 911 to report it.
Many of us probably have one of these. This is just a normal phone charger. Well, police say a 27-year-old man used one of them with a hidden camera in it to record one of his neighbors.
53-year-old man who's now out of jail just 2 days after being taken into custody on allegations he was secretly recording students while they were undressing.
This photo, view from the window at LeGras, is largely considered the first ever permanent photograph. It was taken by a French inventor all the way back in 1826. Now fast forward 170 years later, to 1996. Kodak releases the first digital consumer camera to use compact flashcards, the Kodak DC25. This technology is pretty much useless now, but back then, customers were paying $595 for this, which would be nearly $1,000 today. And depending on the resolution, you couldn't even take more than 14 pictures before this thing was completely full. And fun fact, my grandmother actually used this to take the first ever photo of me in the hospital when I was born. This camera is definitely older than like a third of you listening to this right now. The relationship we have to digital cameras has drastically changed since my grandmother took that photo. Most of us are walking around with phones that can easily capture HD video and photos and then post them directly to the internet. Taking photos used to be a kind of sacred thing that people would get dressed up for, and people still do that today, obviously, but the ability to take a photo or video and immediately look at it is something you don't give a second thought to, when a couple decades ago, that was not a reality at all. If you drove to the store right now and bought something, there's like a 90% chance someone is gonna have video evidence of you doing that. If you're shopping for clothes or groceries at any major company, they are 100% recording you to prevent theft. But sometimes it's a little more sinister than that, because companies like Target, for example, use facial recognition technology to track these thefts, and they'll let you walk out with all these stolen goods until you reach about $900. Therefore, they can charge you for grand theft larceny, a felony that can get you 2 to 20 years in prison, and a heavy fine worth far more than the stolen items. But of course, that varies state by state. And I had no idea this was even a thing until a TikTok user named Caitlin posted this video, which now has over 11 million views now.
If you've borrowed from Target and you think you got away with it, no you didn't. You just opened a case on yourself. They have their asset protection, those people that walk around with the security shirts, whatever. Target will know that you're borrowing and they will let you leave the store. They know that you're taking things and they will let you walk out. They use facial recognition software, so they'll like get scans of your face and they'll take different pictures and angles from different cameras in the store and kind of like merge and blend them together to get a clear image of who you are. And then they're gonna let you continue to borrow things until you reach like a certain dollar amount. I think it's different in like different states, but like $900, for example, they'll let you take up to $900 worth of merchandise just so they can have you arrested for grand theft larceny. If you're at $895, as soon as you walk out that door with $5 worth of merchandise, cops will be waiting for you, I swear. I worked at Target. I witnessed this happening. I worked in style. There was a lady that always came in, went into the fitting rooms, and we would talk over the walkies and we would let everybody know that she was there. Cops came. I'm not kidding. Target literally runs one of the top rated forensic labs. They have the FBI working for them. They have like retired law enforcement, literally top rated forensic lab. Not kidding.
I didn't mean to start going down a rabbit hole about surveillance technology, but the point that I'm trying to make is that anyone can whip out a camera and easily record you in a public space without your knowledge. And because cameras are getting more compact and more affordable, that is becoming a concern now, even in our private spaces, where you would never suspect to be recorded or watched. If you search spy camera or hidden camera, you'll see thousands of products that can fit in your pocket and record hours of video. And they'll be disguised as all sorts of things. Car keys, pens, charging blocks, smoke detectors, clocks, teddy bears, you name it. Some of this advanced technology is hundreds of dollars, but the majority of them are less than $50. Anyways, I've just been thinking about this subject for a while, and I wanted to take y'all through several arrests made in the past month alone where the suspects were using hidden cameras to record their victims, and in some cases, possibly post it on the internet. On the LinkedIn account of 46-year-old Nicholas Sherwood, he lists his education as paramedicine at Jefferson Community College. There is a large gap on his work experience, but if Sherwood did go into this field, it means he was responsible for providing urgent care to patients. Paramedicine is often viewed as the intersection of healthcare, public health, and public safety. And it's scary to think that someone like Sherwood could have been working in this field because of what we know now. From June 2016 up until this past month, Sherwood worked for Revitalized Properties, LLC. It appears, though, that he's actually the owner and used this company to at least purchase a home in 2022 and 2023. It also appears like Sherwood's company might have been doing really well because he registered for the trademark on February 28th of this year, describing it as, quote, repair, improvement, and construction of residential property. Unknown to Sherwood, the Task Force for Internet Crimes Against Children were watching him. They'd found disturbing images and videos featuring children distributed over the internet, and it allegedly pointed back to Nicholas Sherwood. Authorities may have found that this material corresponded with children and properties that Sherwood owned, because that led them to search that residence, where they found a hidden camera disguised to look like a wall outlet. Authorities arrested Sherwood the day after he registered his trademark, at the very address he listed as the company's location. He has been charged with 5 counts, including 3 counts of criminal possession of a weapon, 1 count of promoting a sexual performance by a child, and 1 count of unlawful surveillance. And this isn't Sherwood's first arrest when it comes to crimes against children. He was already a registered sex offender. In September of 2015, he was arrested for repeatedly sexually abusing a child over the course of 5 years. This abuse occurred from 2005 to 2009, and the victim was under the age of 10. He was charged with first-degree sexual abuse and endangering the welfare of a child. In May of 2016, he pleaded guilty to the felony abuse charge. This charge carries up to 7 years in prison, but Sherwood's sentence was a fraction of that. 6 months in jail and 10 years of probation. After Sherwood's most recent arrest made some headlines, a man in Waterton contacted a local news station. He said he was the father of the children living in the home where these hidden cameras were discovered. They were living with their mother at this location. And this father believes that Sherwood may have been trafficking the images from those cameras to the internet or to other people, and he wants other parents to be aware. For now, Sherwood is sitting in jail, held on a $75,000 cash bond. On social media, 27-year-old Ryan Selleny looks relatively normal. After earning a bachelor's degree in personal financial planning at Penn West Edinburgh, he began working full-time at Vanguard. On his LinkedIn account, Selleny claimed he was promoted to senior financial advisor in May 2023. However, a month ago, he sort of made a desperate post on LinkedIn looking for work. I'm not sure if he was fired or what, but he specifically was looking for a position that would allow him to work from home. Home for Selleny is the Kingswood Apartments in King of Prussia, Upper Marion, Pennsylvania. On March 24th, authorities received a call from a woman in that same complex who had an encounter with Selleny. Selleny had approached the victim and asked her out to dinner. She politely declined, but he was insistent and made her extremely uncomfortable. He basically pressured her into giving up her phone number. Seleny later texts the woman, asking her out again. Just 2 days after that uncomfortable exchange, the victim finds an unusual USB charger plugged into the outlet of her bedroom. She reports it to police, saying she didn't recognize it and didn't give anyone permission to put it there. Authorities look around and there's no signs of forced entry. Detectives collect the device and learn it's actually a hidden camera with an SD card full of footage inside this woman's apartment. Around 24 hours worth of video. The camera had a clear view of her kitchen and bedroom and filmed the victim in various states of undress and in the nude. The most disturbing footage, though, didn't show the victim at all. It showed the same man who had asked her out and couldn't take no for an answer, Ryan Seleny. He was allegedly masturbating on the victim's bed. It then shows him placing his fluids inside her water jug and back into the refrigerator. It is believed that Seleny wanted the victim to consume his bodily fluids and that he wanted all of it recorded on camera. When the victim gave the name and number of the man who asked her out and they looked up his identification, it was a perfect match for the man seen on video, 27-year-old Ryan Seleny. He's been charged with burglary, criminal trespass, indecent assault, intercepting communications, recklessly endangering another person, theft by unlawful taking, and invasion of privacy. Authorities say he entered the victim's apartment several times, not just once, and also stole some of her personal items. They also issued a warning to the public after completing their search warrant. Quote, "Evidence collected at his apartment leads detectives to believe that there are potentially several more victims of Seleny, and this type of behavior may have been occurring for some time."
Residents at Kingswood Apartments are shocked after finding out about a peeping Tom in their complex.
"I was really scared. I think it was terrifying. Just being a girl living here as well, it's just scary."
Police say Ryan Seleny broke into a woman's apartment and planted a small phone plug charger that had a hidden camera inside. The woman noticed the suspicious device plugged into an outlet in her bedroom and reported it to police last Sunday. According to detectives, the camera captured video and still pictures of the victim undressing. They say there was also video of Seleny in the victim's bed.
"My heart goes out to her and her family. It's traumatizing."
This is crazy. Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Rob DeVideo is a professor at Drexel University where he researches high-tech crime. He says these sort of devices are more accessible than ever.
"This stuff is widely available. It's smaller and smaller. And once it's placed, you don't even need to go back and retrieve the footage. They're Wi-Fi connected."
Police also think there could be several more victims after finding evidence at Seleny's apartment.
Ryan Seleny is being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $50,000 cash bond. Upper Marion police are asking anyone who may have witnessed any suspicious behavior or interactions with Seleny to contact them immediately. 53-year-old Estevan Carrion has taught at Arizona schools for decades. Specifically, he taught students with, quote, "social and emotional disabilities." In 2021, he received an award for his outstanding work, Teacher of the Year in Special Education. At this point, Carrion was teaching at Independence High School in Glendale, Arizona. He was also teaching a course about television and media. Just before school let out for spring break this year, Carrion offered his students an extra credit project. All they would have to do is come to the school on March 18th and film themselves in various outfits. Two boys and four girls showed up for the project, all of them between the ages of 15 and 17. One of the boys was using a changing room nearby when he noticed something was off about a charging block. He takes a closer look and notices that the block has a hidden camera inside. This boy is smart. He hides the camera, obviously knowing something is wrong, and he starts warning the rest of the students. All of them start searching the changing room and they discover two additional hidden cameras, one of them disguised as a clock. It was clear to them now that someone knew these students would be changing in that room, and they were being recorded at three different angles. The students made sure to take photos and videos of what they found, just in case it was disturbed. The teacher, Carrion, quickly notices that the charging block was no longer in the changing room, and according to students, he starts to panic. He accused them of taking items that, quote, belonged to the janitor, and also stated that he could, quote, go to jail for a long time if the students didn't return them. And students watch him remove the two other cameras from the changing room. Carrion then removes an SD card from one hidden camera and puts it into his laptop. He apparently wouldn't let students see what was on the video, but made a comment that it wasn't good. When no one fesses up to having Carrion's third camera, he starts pulling them aside one by one, questioning them. At one point, he starts literally turning out their pockets, desperately searching them and their backpacks. But the boy who initially discovered the charging block camera manages to sneak out of the school with it, giving an excuse that his mom needed to pick him up. When his parents watch the footage, they saw exactly what the students suspected. Videos of them changing and in the nude. Esteban Carrion was arrested on March 25th, and a search warrant was executed on his home and digital media. Authorities were able to recover footage from the cameras that he had tried to delete. They are currently still combing through the evidence to see if there are additional victims.
Police say 53-year-old Esteban Carrion invited students to an extra credit project on campus. The project involved them using a changing room to switch out of outfits.
When the two males went to the dressing room, one of them actually noticed a charging block. And in the charging block, he noticed that there was a little pinhole lens in it, and that was actually a camera.
Police say they took out the SD card and eventually started looking for more.
Carrion was able to post his $50,000 bond, and he's currently being monitored by authorities by a GPS tracker. I posted a video about this case on TikTok, and there is a number of comments from students who actually went or currently go to this school and have had interactions with Carrion. And there were a few comments saying that his behavior towards the underage female students was a little concerning. Another person commented that someone had apparently spray painted the word pedo on his garage, but I'm not sure if that actually happened. In 2022, Bradley Arkestein was training to become a licensed massage therapist. He started working at Simply Massage in Kent County, Michigan. That same year, a woman filed a police report against Arkestein, apparently after receiving a massage from him. She said his behavior was out of line. That report never resulted in any charges, though. The Kent County prosecutor said the incident, quote, didn't involve any allegations of touching, so there was no crime to proceed on. Fox 17 was contacted by another woman who also received a massage from Arkestein in October 2022. This is what she had to say about the experience.
A second woman I spoke with today, who also got a massage from Arkestein back in 2022, said she knew something was off about him.
October of 2022. I went to a massage appointment. When I did meet him immediately, I can't explain it. It's just like a sixth sense. This intuitiveness said something's not right here. And you know, I did not practice what I preach. I teach my teenage daughters all the time. If you're getting alarm bells in your head about something, if your gut instinct is telling you, hey, something's not right, this doesn't feel like a safe person or a safe situation, you need to get out. And I didn't do that. And I'm so angry at myself for not listening to that sixth sense.
Lila Armock did not file a police report. She said though her alarm bells went off, nothing resulted in anything truly sinister.
Arkestein eventually left Simply Massage. And in January 2023, he started working as a janitor at Forest Hills Public Schools. He apparently had access to two middle schools and two elementary schools in the district. Hundreds of miles away in Washington, D.C., the FBI and Child Exploitation Task Force was working undercover. Agents joined a public KIC group that had a display name of Kiddo Only. KIC, spelled K-I-K, is sort of like Discord or any other app where you can message people directly and make groups. You can also send images and videos in these groups. The agents knew from experience that groups with these names are usually places where predators meet, discuss, and trade original images of underage children. Immediately after joining the group, agents were able to confirm their suspicions. Members were trading and discussing child sex abuse material, or CSAM. 27-year-old Bradley Arkestein was in the group, under the screen name Brad Arkestein 95. Arkestein asked the group if they had, quote, any pee videos, and then sent an image, allegedly, of a child urinating. Arkestein added this incredibly disturbing comment, quote, that picture I sent, that girl's piss looks delicious. He then sent seven more videos of various CSAM. On March 13th, undercover agents started a private chat with Arkestein, asking if he had a daughter or a little sister. This is what he replied with, quote, I don't, but I'm about to video myself coming on a framed photo of my seven-year-old niece, maybe tonight or this weekend, end quote. 5 days later, Arkestein told the undercover agents he worked for a school district and was currently working at an elementary school, kindergarten through fourth grade. When agents asked if he ever got to talk to the kids, he responds, quote, oh, bro, they absolutely love me. The second graders mostly. They call me Bobby, LMAO. He further stated, quote, I might get caught staring at this one girl's feet, though. Adding that he smells these children's shoes sometimes. Arkestein also wrote, quote, bro, I just need the government to legalize CP and society to normalize pedophilia, end quote. Arkestein was unknowingly admitting all of this to undercover FBI agents. In the criminal complaint against him, we see more disturbing messages he sent over KIC about how he feels working with children. It can be difficult sometimes to be honest. Like I'm careful enough that I will most likely won't get caught, but the anxiety is absolutely overwhelming. I almost wish I could get caught, but not get in trouble, so I'll know I'll be safe. I'm getting close to receiving hugs. I've had a few. Some of the girls are curious. They're super friendly with me, too. I'm almost certain I could share a secret that I like little girls' feetsies and they wouldn't tell on me, end quote. Arkestein also brought up that he had paid an individual on Telegram $260 for three links to CSAM, and he sent one of those links to the undercover agent. When they accessed this link, it contained two folders with nearly 2 terabytes of CSAM. It depicted children, some as young as infants, being sexually abused by men and women. Based on all of these conversations and the CSAM, investigators sent an emergency disclosure request to KIC to get all of the information associated with user Brad Arkestein 95. That information included an email and the user's IP address. They sent another emergency disclosure to Charter, who provided the internet to his IP address. From there, agents received his phone number, address, and full legal name, and they were able to connect all the dots. On March 19th, investigators executed a search warrant at Arkestein's residence, and he was interviewed by FBI special agents. He not only admitted to viewing CSAM since the age of 18, but he also said he didn't feel bad or guilty for looking at it. Before utilizing KIC and Telegram to get this material, He apparently used Omegle to get lewd images of underage girls. Arkestine will face charges that carry a potential 25 years in federal prison. There has been no indication yet that Arkestine was using hidden cameras to record children at the school, but the investigation isn't over yet. The Forest Hills Public Schools have hired a third-party firm called Northport Security to search five of the schools for any hidden cameras Arkestine may have placed. Forest Hills is probably taking this extra step of precaution because they've had a similar case before. Like Arkestine, Timothy Valier also worked as a janitor for the school system and had no prior criminal record. In 2012, he became the boys' rowing coach at Rockford High School, and for 5 years, he secretly recorded underage girls undressing. This was only discovered in July 2016, when two graduates assisting Valier were given keys to the team's vehicle, and this vehicle was primarily used by Valier. Inside, they found a video camera, and when they played that footage, they see video of girls undressing in the team's crew house. Investigators search the building, and they find peepholes carved into the changing room's wall. Valier had even widened it with a file to get a better view. They also discovered a hidden camera in a separate school building, a locker room for female athletes. They also discovered CP on Valier's own computer. Authorities say 62 girls were victimized. And in May of 2017, the 31-year-old was sentenced to 22 years in prison and 5 years supervised release when this term expires. Timothy Valier is actively trying to appeal his sentence.
A rowing coach who secretly recorded female athletes in locker rooms for more than 4 years will not see his sentence reduced. A federal judge last year sentenced Timothy Valier to 22 years in prison for attempted sexual exploitation of children and possession of child pornography. He secretly recorded videos at a Plainfield Township boathouse and at a school building. Valier called the sentence substantially unreasonable. A federal appeals panel in Cincinnati disagreed, noting there were 62 victims identified in 86 videos. Valier is being held in a low-security federal prison in Northeast Ohio.
On January 31st, a Starbucks employee in San Jose, California, noticed something under the bathroom sink that didn't belong. Authorities responded to the 600 block of Coleman Avenue, where they discovered the device was actually a hidden camera, pointed directly at the toilet used by customers. The San Francisco Chronicle reported that this camera was disguised to look like a small soccer ball keychain. When investigators looked through the footage, they found, quote, extremely graphic videos. This hidden camera had filmed over 91 victims, fully exposed, using the restroom on January 30th, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The victims' ages ranged from 4 to 84 years old. 2 weeks later, San Jose police arrested 35-year-old Louis Juarez Jr. When they executed a search warrant at his home, they found other miscellaneous micro cameras, as well as 20 firearms and high-capacity magazines. Juarez has been charged with the following: possession of CP, installment of a hidden surveillance camera with audio, possession of high-capacity magazines, possession of an assault rifle, and possession of an unregistered firearm. Because there was so many victims in this case, people who could have just stopped at this coffee shop and aren't from the area, it's possible they haven't been able to identify and contact all of these victims. So if you have any information about this case, the suspect, or you think you could be a victim, contact the San Jose Police Sexual Assault Investigations Unit via email or phone number.
After nearly 2 months of investigating, police arrested Louis Juarez Jr. on Friday for possession of child pornography and installment of a hidden camera with audio. Juarez is also facing several gun-related charges after police discovered roughly 20 firearms at his home, including high-capacity magazines and an assault rifle. I spoke with Starbucks customers outside the coffee shop about the arrest and hidden camera.
First heard about that, I was like, that's scary. I don't know what people are thinking. They're out to lunch. They're nuts. I'm glad that they caught the person.
I'm sure most of you have heard about or even used Expedia.com. Expedia is an online travel company that helps customers plan and book flights, hotels, rental cars, etc. This company is largely based in America's tech capital, Seattle, Washington. Expedia recently had a case of hidden cameras that was so extreme, not only did the CEO address it, he's actually being forced to step down now, but they actually had to close their headquarters for 3 days so that they could upgrade security measures and search for additional spy cameras. It might seem like Expedia handled this in a professional manner by doing all of that, but that's not really the case. On December 4th, 2023, an Expedia employee identified as HS was in a single-use, gender-neutral bathroom when he noticed, quote, a white box with a cell phone-like device attached to it. It was taped under the sink. When he inspects it, he notices a camera lens on this device and felt, quote, immediate fear when he saw the reflection of his own face looking back at him. This employee was only 17 years old, by the way. So HS exits the bathroom and comes across two colleagues and warns them that there's a hidden camera in the bathroom, telling them, quote, it was under the sink and probably captured everyone with their pants down. HS checks the other single-use bathroom and finds an identical device taped under the sink, pointed at the toilet. He raises concern and is given the phone number for security to report it, but security is hesitant to report it to police, allegedly telling HS that he needs to report it to someone else. HS is like, no, y'all are security, I'm reporting it to you. Do your job. He's told that someone would look into it. The security supervisors saw the devices, took photos of it, but decided not to remove them. Because, quote, at the time, they thought it was a music device or a battery backup for the soap dispensers. How they came to that conclusion, I have no idea, because that looks jerry-rigged as hell. When HS uses the bathroom the next day, the devices are gone. He thought security had finally removed them, but he would later learn that security did not. It was someone else. Fast forward over a month later to January 11th of this year. An employee identified in court documents as MT discovers similar devices in the same bathrooms. So obviously, someone put them back. MT alerts HS, who reports the devices to security again and closes off the bathrooms so no one goes in. But there's one man at Expedia who tries to use the bathroom twice, despite it being closed off. They think this is extremely suspicious and report the individual to security. Expedia security finally calls Seattle police, who collect the devices and open an investigation. They also review surveillance footage inside the offices and see one employee going in and out of these bathrooms, holding the devices in his hands that would be found under the sink. He's identified as 42-year-old Marcelo Vargas Fernandez. Investigators learn Fernandez purchased two spy cameras on Amazon in October that matched the description of the devices found in Expedia bathrooms. They get a search warrant and bring a special dog that has been trained to sniff out electronics. Detectives find at least 33 additional spy cameras, as well as 22 solid-state drives and 6 hard drives with at least 20 terabytes of storage. Vargas Fernandez was arrested on February 1st and denied placing spy cameras in the Expedia bathrooms, but he did admit to similar disturbing behavior. He told police he used spy cameras to watch his ex-wife in her home without her knowledge. He also used them in his own apartment to record himself and his four-year-old daughter because of, quote, safety concerns.
Captured on camera, hiding cameras to spy on fellow employees at Expedia offices in Seattle. That's what police think is happening here when former Expedia worker Marcelo Vargas Fernandez is seen on surveillance footage walking into a bathroom at work. Police believe he's carrying a hidden spy camera, which he then taped under the sink pointed at the toilet. Police believe once those cameras were discovered in December, the suspect removed them and waited a month to reinstall them. That is when he got caught. Police even used this canine named Trinity, trained in electronic deception, to find the cameras.
What really stood out to us was the work that the police dog did to find that evidence that we could then present to the court. Was helpful.
Once police arrested the suspect, they found two spy cameras in his car and 15 other cameras in his apartment. Police believe these cameras may have been used in other locations.
If more people come forward and they give that information to Seattle police, they can refer it to us for the potential of additional charges.
According to court documents, investigators believe Vargas Fernandez may have placed spy cameras in additional spaces. Prosecutors believe he could commit a violent sexual offense and have, quote, significant concerns for victims and community safety because of his alleged actions. So far, police say at least 10 people were filmed illegally, and, quote, several more victims have yet to be discovered. Vargas Fernandez managed to post his $200,000 bond the day after he was arrested. His passport has been taken. He's not allowed to leave the state, and they are monitoring him via electronic GPS. On February 15th, he pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree voyeurism. Most of the employees at the Seattle Expedia location didn't know about this incident at all until GeekWire reported the arrest on February 13th, and that article was then sent into a Slack group chat with all of the employees. They were rightfully outraged that the company didn't tell them someone was secretly recording them in the bathroom, and they had to find out through a news article nearly 2 weeks after the arrest. They wanted to know which bathrooms the cameras were in to know if they were possibly secretly recorded. And that is when Expedia finally addressed the situation, sent out a memo to the employees, and is now offering employees confidential counseling as well as access to employee assistance programs. I think that's going to do it for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. PSA, my Patreon page is back up. If you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/truecrimecam, where you can get ad-free episodes every week for just $1 a month. And sometimes I even post them a day or two earlier. And shout out to the new members, Claire and Jade. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you all have a good day, evening, or night. Goodbye.